Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, how are you? It's Monday.
Yes. I'm just a little tired because today was the end of summer vacation, so I went to school today.
Okay, I understand. Today is the first day of school.
Yes.
Alright, didn't you feel at least excited? No?
Yeah, a little.
Maybe you did a lot today. Did you?
No, actually we didn't like do anything. We just stay in the class and just any teacher.
Well, that's tiring also, right? Just doing nothing at all. Okay, I understand. I can hear it from your voice, actually. But, well, no worries, because our class is just for 10 minutes, all right?
Yeah.
All right, okay, let's just have a bit of a recap of our topic last Friday. All right, so what was it about, anyway?
It was about a woman, a mother, who was arrested after driving inflatable pool on the roof of her car with her kids in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, we did discuss this topic. Now we will be moving on to another topic. It's about, tell me about it.
It's about Korean students get taller.
Yes. Okay. So, did you listen to the audio file?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me something about the audio file that you listened to.
It was about how the Korean students got really taller, and also it also talks about the weight of the Korean students, and also obesity rate of our Korean students.
Mm-hmm.
First, it says that both male and female students got taller, and also especially female students increased in weight,
okay.
And also obesity rate increased for 25%. So the government is trying to impose some healthy food for students to eat. So that they can stop the increase of obesity rate or increase of their weight.
Okay.
Too.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Good, good. Right, okay. Tell me the reasons for, having a high obesity rate in your country.
What? Obesity rate?
Yeah. Obesity rate is high in your country now, right?
Yeah.
What is the reason?
I really agree to what this article says.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main reason is that Korean students eat too much fast food like ramen.
Mm-hmm.
In school we have supermarket too, so we can buy ramen whenever we want. So, me too, when I was, when I first became middle school student, and when I first, went to the supermarket in school, I ate, two ramen in one day, and also the cafeteria foods. So I really, became very fat.
Okay, sounds so delicious, but...
Yeah.
Well, it could lead you to obesity. All right. So, have you observed the changing of your weight also because of too much eating of ramen?
Yes. I tried not to eat any food at all.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Or I tried to exercise. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing that you do exercise for you to lose weight, right? But you have to do that regularly. Well, how about now? Do you still do exercise?
No.
It happened. you stopped. See, okay, maybe, you know, dieting doesn't mean doing exercise only, right? It also comes up with the food that we are eating. So are you more concerned with the food that you're eating? Okay. What are the choices, or I mean, what are the foods that you eat nowadays?
Well, so now I just, like, try to reduce eating some fast foods and some foods in supermarkets, and also I try to, like, drink a lot of water and eat, like, and eat many vegetables as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that you are growing older or growing up, you are now more health conscious, yeah?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Of course, you don't want to be so fat, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to be so heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of Korean people are so conscious when it comes to their weight and how they look. All right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So eating the right food, like vegetables, foods, and, of course, having or eating at the right time, like breakfast, lunch, dinner. But I think for busy students, they sometimes refuse to eat breakfast. How about you?
Yeah, but I eat breakfast every day.
Oh, that's great. Well, even when you go to school, right?
Yeah, right.
You find time to eat your breakfast.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a student, I was always rushing to go to school. So I always, you know, don't eat my breakfast. Yeah. And it was, of course, it was not very healthy at all. Because I'll go to school very hungry.
Yeah, right.
Can you think well if you're hungry?
Yeah.
No, right?
I can't.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go over with this question below, right?
Okay.
Can you try to answer number 5? Let me read. It's long. What plan of action can you suggest the government should take on to prevent obesity among the youth?
I think they should regulate some TV programs or commercials about fast foods, because many cases, since students like study late, so they are exposed to they are exposed to TV programs or TV commercials while is like in the late time. So if like they're so if a food in the commercial or in the TV program looks so delicious, I can't bear it, so I eat it in that late time.
Okay.
So I think the government can regulate those kind of commercials or just TV programs in the late time.
Oh, very good. Right. So regulate advertisement of these fast foods on TV.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Do you like eating McDonald's?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, last week I went to McDonald's. I was falling in line, and at my back I saw some Korean, and they are actually students. And, you know, whenever I go to McDonald's, it's normal for me to see Koreans going there. I always think maybe Koreans do like eating McDonald's also. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing. And we will be discussing another topic that will be tomorrow. And it's about Neil
Armstrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any idea about him?
He's, like, the first person to go to the moon.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for giving that idea. And we will talk further about him tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right.